right before my eyes.
Okay, we broke a record. It went through on the first try.
Yeah.
Yay!
Hold on. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it went through on the first try.
Yay!
It's like a record. Today's going to be magical.
Well, I meant to tell you last time that I think it's because he's not on yet, I don't believe. I think he just came on. It's because of all the energy and the great stuff that you're doing.
Well, we're having fun. We help some people that are really, you know, some that are a little stuck financially. It's even helping give them an option of what to do. It's so great. I love helping them so they don't have that, you know, stuck feeling. You know, they got options to get out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you definitely inspired the people last night. Yeah. No, she's...
Well, you're helping so many lives. I appreciate you being my purpose partner. I mean, we talked about doing this for, I don't know, 10 years, and now I'm having such fun working with you. I just love doing it.
So, oh, thank you.
When I get to see Ryan grow up, I won't miss 2 years, you know, because it's, you know, I see the changes, like just a month, you know, 1 month. It's like, holy cow, you know, it's like, his personality is developing just so fast, you know.
Yeah, he's talking up a storm. Wait till you hear all of his words.
Well, I know those words will come up. He's going to be very verbal, and but you both are encouraging his development to such a level. You know, it's hard work to develop this is the critical time between now and four. To pour the shit into him. I mean, to take him to the Tiki World at Disneyland and give him eclectic sounds and music and all the colors, and it pours into him. It gives him brain synapses. As soon as he can, get him on Piano Wizard, because that develops language and math skills in the brain. And the earlier he does that, it's ideal, you know, right about 2, he should start playing Piano Wizard. And you play it with him because he'll be amazed at the concentration when he has earphones on of playing the music and making music because he gets feedback. And another thing that is, people don't realize this, but one of the biggest synapse creators is to have just what you're doing in my room. You have him on a stool or something and let him color on a flip chart to get spatial relationships, different colors organized, is a hypergrain. It grows more synapses than crawling. So just know that it takes enormous brain to put an image on a piece of paper and then tell mommy that's a cow or that's a tree or whatever. It doesn't matter what it looks like. He's trying to form those spatial languages, you know, where his brain is seeing an image and he puts it on paper. That takes a lot of processing power in the brain. It hardwires his brain, you know. That's a great... Like, I think your guest came on, but I'm talking about raising Ryan here.
Hi, Chris. It's Shannon.
Hello. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning, Chris. Do you want to tell me a little bit about your business as Bernie Dorman and let me understand what you're doing today and what you want to do as far as growing it so I get on that page with you?
Okay. What it is that I started a foundation, and what it is, it's called the Got Respect Tour, and I travel the country speaking to students at schools from elementary all the way up to high school on respect and bullying. And being an individual that, I'm not going to say I got bullied all my life because I'd be lying. I had a few situations that happened that I always remembered, being the fact that you can't see through the phone. I don't know how much history you know of me, but I was born with dwarfism, and I'm 4'4". So being an individual that stands out growing up, that there was a few situations that took place, and I turned those few situations into a business. That's basically where I'm at today with speaking across the country on respect and bullying.
Well, you know, at your time of life, I mean, you get to see prejudice with another set of eyes, you know, because you get to see it with a little smirk, a little movement back, a little eye contact, you know. I think we speak with cues, not with our words so much. That's the last part, but the cues, that's what hurts us, and that's what hurts us in bullying, too. And, you know, God took a perfect messenger, because you go after the bullies and you're talking as an adult to them, you know, you're like Peter Pan to them. I mean, you never grow up. They always think of you as, you know, you've been bullied. You know what they think. You've had enough shit. You know what you're talking about. So that's
right.
Unspoken. And
right.
So then they listen, you know, because you get these high school kids, they don't listen. And you kind of walk in the room and you've got them at a low, you know, you use that for your advantage. I think that's way cool.
Oh, without a doubt.
We stand for, we celebrate all diversity. Whatever's different about us, we celebrate. Because we have so much to teach each other. And, I mean, if they just ask questions, you could give them insight about what it's like to grow up when you're diversified from the regular population image. And, you know, they'd learn so much because they don't have a clue. And, you know, it's like instead of punishing diversity, we celebrate it. And, I mean, that's ISIS, that's everybody. I mean, I believe that the greatest evil in human consciousness is punishing diversity. And that includes bullying, because they're embracing a competitive philosophy in an age that's moving to a cooperation culture and philosophy. And increasingly, anything that's competitive is seen as a form of ignorance. It's not acceptable society behavior. And I don't care what it is, whether it's Caitlin or whatever. It's like celebrate diversity. Never punish the person for how they love. I mean, I don't care who loves who. It's like, you know, two kids come back and got married. They've known each other since they were raised. They are 19, and they got married and stuck away. And in Afghanistan, the village that raised those kids welcomes them home, by getting in a circle, stripping off their clothes till they're naked, and then stoning them till death. I mean, that's just crazy. I mean, it's
right.
A kind of ignorance that we got to get, because they loved each other, and you wouldn't allow an arranged marriage to people they don't love, you're going to stone them to death. I mean, there's got to be another penalty, like taking away their iPad for a while. I mean,
I know, right?
God. Yeah, I mean, it's just like God. And I mean, teachers like you, I mean, you know, there's been downsized actors, you know, but I mean, the tribe is almost, you know, identified from film to be not a whole person, to be a Santa elf or a munchkin.
Right.
And not to, there's no sitcom.
Right.
You know, and such. There are some heroes in novels.
Right.
That are interesting, like Brad Thor's got a superhero that's downsized, and he's just full on with the NSA and the CIA, and he's made that character normal society. But you don't see it often in writing either. So I'm saying we need a Tony Robbins, and that is, you know, saying, you know, Tony Robbins and I are the same. The difference is in the way we grew up. He had exaggerated growth hormone and became a gargoyle giant. And I was lucky because I was able to keep my good looks. And they'll love you. They'll start laughing and love you, you know. And it's like, and you come out and say, now, he's grotesque. I mean, his features, you ever seen how big his ears and heads are? That's awesome. I'm so lucky I went my way. But you guys have been looking for the Tony Robbins in my tribe. I'm in. So, you know, and say, I want to talk to you about all through society where, because bullying is a guy at home who intimidates his wife with shouting and verbals and doesn't treat her with respect. You know, bullying is in the workspace verbally for men and women. And, you know, and women browbeating men. There's a lot of men that are bullied too. And, you know, getting those behaviors where, you know, what you need, if you had bad examples and you've only seen bullies and that's what you've seen, is you need to work on yourself, get some counseling, and adopt a new model. And it's the most important thing. And when you look at a package, so look at me, and you say, you know, you guys have all sorts of things you think about. A lot of you feel bad for me. And what you don't realize is I walk through life and I'm one of you. I'm the same as you. I don't want you thinking anything different. My computer above my neck and your computer exactly the same. Nothing functions differently. And I do everything you do and just the same way you do it. And I try to fight my own prejudice. I mean, one of the values when I sit in the chair and you see me, I see you and you're all in wheelchairs. You're all emotionally handicapped. And one of the things about having special, you know, values, like if you're blind or if you're deaf or you're not as tall as anybody else, other senses get heightened. And I can see where your stunted growth is. I can see where you haven't gained your full stature. I see it emotionally. I see it in your relationship. I see it in your career. And I can fix it. And, you know, those are good. Those are the reason I bring those models up. Those are books. Those are content for radio shows. Because you can come up with depth on this. And you're saying it now. What do you call the rallies? You call it God's what?
No, it's Got Respect Tour.
Oh, Got Respect. Have you done a book, Got Respect, yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay, because we create the best. If you look at the best speakers, what they all have in common, I mean, the highest paid that make millions, is they all teach at our place.
Right.
And we launch them. They didn't make millions when they came, and they do now. So when Tony Robbins first came, he was having a sales contest in 1990. Dave Phillipson was working for him, Shannon, and he was trying to get 34 people to date with Destiny in his castle where he was hosting it. Today, he had 6,700 come to date with Destiny. But then he was having a sales contest for 30. He got 34 people. Kathy Lee Crosby was in that first date with Destiny class, as an example. I mean, it's just amazing how our paths cross over the years. And but, you know, we help them all. You know, I'll be meeting with Tony next week in Vegas. And so I coach them all on an ongoing basis. But, and I don't go to them. They come to me. And so helping you ramp up, you know, one of the problems, when you come to CEO Space, you get gigs, you know, and get four-pay talks. But what you really want to do, I think, do you want to launch this in a big way? I mean, is what you'd like to do?
Yeah, I mean, everybody wants, I mean, at least me, because, you know, my personality is so large that, you know, the tour has to be just as large as my personality. And that's pretty big.
Matter of fact, I mean, I think you're one of the people in your tribe. I've talked to a couple over the years. We've helped go up in business, so they could lead in the business space, which I think is equally important. But to have a Tony Robbins speaking for the group and the community, and just being an example of the community's normalization, it's really important. You know, it's as important as gays getting married or anything else. Is to say, full partnership for us, man. Here's a Tony Robbins career going down. And you do it, you know, in stages. But what I'm looking at, if you want to do it, is first you have to raise money. You have to learn how to do it and raise money.
Yeah.
Building a speaking career that's really going to reach a lot of people takes some money. And
yeah.
Shannon can send you a film by Lisa Nichols. And Lisa was a single mom, 27 years old, working in a charity in the inner city in Watts, helping moms at, you know, sundown at 6 o'clock at night get off the street with 5 kids and have a safe night shelter and food for that one night and then back on the street. And after doing that for 5 to 6 years, as a single mom, her son's getting older at 6 years old. It was a good job when she started, but now she can't get a pay raise. It's a not-for-profit. She's making, you know, just under $40,000 a year, and that might have been good at 21, but at 27, she can't see a way up. She wants more than that, and she can't get there. And she's a little burned out. I mean, helping street people every single day for years burns you out. And so she was wanting something else. She didn't have the money to come to us. She had to fund bust. She had to do a program called fund busting, which in her case was actually good because she learned how to raise money. She raised quite a bit, like 25,000 in 72 hours. And then she came to our place and learned how to raise big money. And she came to it, I don't know, you'd have to ask her, but it's 40 some times. She never missed, you know, 5 a year. So almost 9 years, I guess, she came until she was worth $100 million. And looking at her film just confirms that everything, when you see her on Larry King, Oprah, The View, Good Morning America, we did all that in 6 weeks. But she had money, so we were able to get $100 million to know her name right as her book came out with a $1 million advance on her book. But that wasn't the first time. You know, we built her up as a best-selling author first. Then we started going for the advances. And so we did it in stages. But once you learn to raise money. She wanted it to speak in motivating the teen spirit, and she didn't do bully work, but she was pure on motivation and a lot of forgiveness for the teen emotional compass. And she would get them in the palm of her hand, but she'd have rallies with 800 at a gym and sometimes 2,000. And her first contract we got in Michigan, where Michigan's on its ass financially. It's not doing well. Detroit's out of bankruptcy. It's still in. And we got her a $5 million contract from a school system in Michigan. And that was her first one. We got her like 50 million of those things by the time she was done. But she had money, and she became the big thing in the rally for these kids.
Right.
And now the budgets are back. In other words, we've had 7 years of schools cutting back. And the tax base was back. The governor's cut back on school allocation. The Fed was having trouble with block grant allocation. Now all the states are getting full block grants for education. Now the states are turning the other way, giving extra money to the schools. And the schools really don't know. It's like they cut back so hard, they don't even have programs for the extra money. So the time to bring you in is the next 2 years. And, you know, with a little money, we make clips. And we have clips of, right from the news, from YouTube. We get a kid at the junior college that's a good video editor. And for $500, he makes an unbelievable clip. And it's got you speaking here and there. And it's just saying things like this. On a given day, for a given child, yesterday is already too late. And then it shows, I can't breathe, shootings on campus. And then you come back and go, way too late. And then you show another 3 shootings. And then it comes back to you, and it's right from CNN, Fox News, you know, and then back to you, you know. And then you're going, when I go on campus, I make sure that every student knows that when it comes to aggressive behavior, acting out, and bullying, that yesterday is already too late. And then you show the games, and you show scenes from the most violent scenes of the games. You know, Modern Warfare 3, Resident Evil 16, and we name them right on there. And then we come back and say, put this in the child's brain. And one or two are going to act out. We teach them the difference, and we roll back the game effect. If you want violence reduced in your school, you know, we show more. If you want incidents reduced from school, we show a bunch of hazing and 5 big guys bullying a young kid, locker scenes from movies and stuff. And then we come back and say, what I do is create this. And we show normalized images of kids under a tree studying and kids having a good time and hitting each other in the shoulder and, you know, in group and looking like kids. We say, it isn't that we've taken our innocence from our children. It's that we no longer permit the kind of values that children are starving for. And all we need to do is give them a little bit of the GPS. And they'll follow the directions. Let me lay in the double lines so that your kids in your school never hit the curb as they're speeding up into their adulthood. Let me lay in the GPS of values for your children. And, you know, and you come up with the name of the company, you know, get it, and you just put it in there. And that 90-second video, that'll sell the schools, the principals. And, you know, at the end it says how to engage us, what our rally cost is per head. And, you know, if it's 800 kids, it's $100 a head, 8,000 a kid, 8,000 to come in. And they pay $100 a kid to get violence reduced, et cetera. That's, they have the money. They can pay that. 10 of those rallies is 80,000. Now you're making a living. You know, now you're making some real bucks.
Right, right.
And I think, you know, that you can, you have third parties, when they talk about your press stuff and you show that on video, we show the best clips of you on stage we can get. Just cutaways that are only not long, or you want about 2 seconds, and one, and two. And then a voiceover is saying, not you, but a voice is saying, the Tony Robbins of our time. And he's showing you how to upsize your life, which is something he had to master when you're downsizing him. Everyone trusts him because the world downsized him, and he upsized himself. And then he goes to the next one, and now he's upsizing all of us. We've been looking for the Tony Robbins in this space. Now we found him. And everybody gives a standing ovation. And it's every time, every talk, because he lives by one creed. And then we show you speaking, and then he says, then we say, big letters across the screen. He tells the truth faster. And they'll just love that. That's all we need. So I've given you some great marketing tips here as far as slogan wrapping, to give you some brand differential, and to use what you've got as brand differential, but not calling attention to what's different about size, calling attention to where the prejudice lies without calling it that, and using it to get their trust and to normalize for your community where they start seeing a Tony Robbins great motivational success and leader and financial guy that's out front saying, it's just like running for president. I mean, it's the same kind of thing. With that success and being the Tony Robbins of your community, you're saying to everyone, if you can dream it, you can do it. You can do it all. It's a normalized life. It's all in your head. Don't let them get to you. And that doesn't matter, you know, for the kids, it may be that it's relationship teasing. It may be that it's grade teasing. It may be that it's size teasing. And getting them to understand that the strong have an obligation to guard and protect the weak. Once they understand that and switch over to it, it gets to be interesting. Now, I've taken circles, you know, 5-7-year-olds where you break it. And to say they're teasing you at 7, you know what I'm saying? Something like that, where we start to see the difference. Then, you know, I bring them over and I put you in the middle and I say, so what do you want to do? Do you want to stone him? Do you want to kill him? Do you want to take a gun and shoot him? What do you want to do? And they all start crying. Just, no, we love him. You know, it's like, yeah, of course you love him. So now so-and-so has been treating him really bad. You come over. Do you want to stab him with scissors? Do you want to cut his heart out? What do you want to do to him? Really and truly. And everybody else is looking at him. And he starts crying every time. Those guys don't have any strength, you know. And then I say, well, let me tell you, what do you think the group's the penalty? Let's get the penalty for how hard he hurt his heart, how he hurt him and teased him, how bad that was, how mean that was, how much he hurt him. Does everybody here want that pain? Do you want to hurt him? Boy, at 7, they don't want that. They know the difference. And then they get into punishments you can't believe. No, we're not going to take Harry and hang him. He didn't do something that bad. I've got a solution. You give me 5 things we could do to punish him. What if I made Harry come in early in the morning? He got here 5 minutes early, waited for him, and every day he was his best friend for 1 week. He helped him, he protected him, he got to know him, and he was his best friend, and that's his punishment. And then they all agree. And the bullies relax because the punishment doesn't seem so bad. And 72 hours later, he is your best friend. And it all changes. And then you're in the clique and you can't get out and everybody loves you. And it all changed because of their attitude. And it's like now you're normalized. But it's like somebody has to do that because these kids, the bullies, are primarily from homes, if you get in their home life, that are horrible. They're either spoiled and it's horrible, but most of the time it's fatherless homes, mothers got drug problems or other problems, and it's not a good mom and a parent, and the kids have too much freedom. They're acting out on these video games. They're 9 hours on the most violent video games in the world, and it's hardened their synapse. Their brain synapse structure's been hardened, and they don't have any values anymore. And it's really serious. I mean, if I had my druthers, I'd ban violent games from young brains under 25.
Right.
Until the brain's fully formed and hardened and can make difference of fantasy versus reality. Don't put in young brains repetition with that kind of, you're going to have bad brains act out. And I think a spokesperson, you know, it's your best-selling book. Once we have money, we can pay a ghostwriter. They tape record your verbal self because you're verbal. So in 4 weeks, they got the whole book done. And then we have one every 6 months. And it becomes a series under that brand. We never change the brand. We say change subtitles, but not the brand.
Right.
And then you build a major speaking career. And with money, we can send a magazine to school systems in 3 or 4 states around you. Like, we could do it to all school systems in Florida. Well, that would keep you busy for 2 or 3 years. Just the Florida. And then they pass you around to Georgia and the Carolinas. And it just starts by word of mouth getting busier and busier. I mean, that's what happened to Lisa. And she couldn't even keep up. I mean, we had to hire executives from IBM just to run her business side. It got so big.
Right. No, I understand that. I get it. I get it. I really do.
And I'm saying the skills that got you here are not the skills you've got to acquire and develop to build a really big speaking business that's self-reliant. And first, when you raise money for your speaking business, it funds everything you want. You know, you'll end up where you have a radio show in a bunch of cities in Florida. Then you'll have billboards and the magazines drop. And they'll go to the schools and they'll see the billboard, the radio show, and they get the magazine. And you're predicting and controlling. You're getting a much bigger pickup and contract and shrinking 9 months to 9 weeks. And now you're getting contracts with schools, and you're doing what you love. You're speaking at these rallies where they bring in, you know, you say, usually they bring in 5 high schools by bus and fill the largest high school gym, and we do a 90-minute rally with a break and then another 90 minutes.
Right.
I would think in 3 hours you could really get them, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Definitely.
And yeah, it's just great. You know, they really want to come back. And also, after the break, they know you and stuff. So now they'll act out more. Now you'll see the bad guys a little more.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
And I'm just assuming you can nail them because you've been around enough to be able to do that.
Yeah,
and I have
yeah.
to do it. Every speaker has to do it.
Yeah, exactly. And then the questions that they ask, you know which ones are the smart.
They're inappropriate.
Know. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I'll often answer them and say, you know, I appreciate the talk, and I thank you for that. But I want to ask you a question. What's your intention? Do you want to be part of the solution, or do you want to be part of the problem? And you just got them right there, because the whole group knows what's going on.
Yeah.
And depending on how they reply, you know, they're going to get nailed by me so hard they'll never ask a question again. Or I'll lift them up. Usually bring them up. You want to be part of the solution? Come up here. Take that guy out. Because all he wants to do is be the star anyway.
Yeah, that's it. Yep.
You know, so you get him up there, and now he's a, let's say you're going to be a leader for the good now. Remember that. And then we do an exercise with him. But, you know, I mean, as you gain more experience, those silver bullets start to line your belt.
Yeah.
And so we train and build up the greatest speakers in the world. And our place is different. I'm not saying you're not going to see some prejudice, because I think you see it in any large group of people.
Oh, yeah.
None of them have been trained how to behave. I know, but our guys, I mean, it's just almost, it's hard to explain this part, but we do a lot of disability stuff. They're always talking about it's the only place that they're not disabled, because you don't have to tell our people. I mean, they come up to a guy in a chair and they get down and look at you at eye level, and that's what they're doing with you. They're always looking at you at eye level. They're never sitting and talking to you, down to you. They won't do it. They'll come over to a chair, they'll sit down on their knee, and they're looking at you, just you're one-to-one. You know, it's like, you just see it. It's like, oh, God, they don't even notice I'm, like, different at all. I mean, they just, our place is everybody's full partnership. We're all cooperation. We celebrate all differences and diversity. We don't punish it. Not with cues, not with eyebrow, not with anything. And, but, you know, I want you to forgive me if there's still some assholes in there, because I never can weed all of them out, you know.
Right.
But you know who they are.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we can deal with that all your life. But, you know, it's just like... you take no shit from anybody either. I mean, anybody at our place. I mean, you don't even talk to anybody else. You just come get me, you know, as chairman. And I'll walk over with you and say, hey, Eddie boy, that's not appropriate. So we're going to have an apology here, or you're going to be packing your bag and going home, like in the next 90 seconds. You know? So we, I mean, just know it's a real, I mean, the odds of that happening are less than 1%. You go to a Trump, you know, meeting with 10,000 people, and the odds of that happening are 100%. So I'm just saying, you know, it's probably the safest place to build your business up. And you've got a bunch of speakers that make millions that get talks all over, and they can't make them. You know, their dates, they can't do them. And they'll bring you in. And I want you to talk to a couple people. I want you to talk to Reverend Jason. And he goes to churches all over. And I think you guys could hook... I think you could hook up, and he could make you a product for his teen education in the churches. Okay?
Uh-huh.
But then Hugh Ballou does tuition building for lots of the universities like Virginia Tech, etc. And I think you also ought to speak at the universities, because they have a problem that's really serious bullying. Even their hazing is really tough on the freshmen, the sororities. I mean, they're killing people.
Yeah.
And they're acting out with Snapchat and stuff in sexually inappropriate ways, dirty dancing, circling on the dance floor and doing sex on the dance floor. And, I mean, my boys are around it. They're Christian-valued boys. I'm trying to teach them that's not appropriate. That's not cool. But it's hard with group psychology. I mean, Shannon, you and I grew up in a day where a bad guy was a person that had two beers. I mean, we didn't go to the dance floor and see sex on the dance floor. At least I didn't. I mean, God, it was like...
I didn't either.
It was just so innocent, you know. And today, I mean, these kids are... I'm glad they have the internet for world knowledge, but their values get crashed because of the internet, too.
Yeah. Definitely.
I mean, I think porn should not be available unless you're 25 or older. And I think violent video games shouldn't be available unless you're 25 or older. We're not using video games smartly, you know, to educate. Yeah.
No.
Usually, you know, I've been in the development of these games and the, you know, company headquarters, and they got scientists in there, and they've got a beta of the game in 5 versions. The one they're going to come out with is the one the scientists have confirmed create the highest brain addiction chemistry. And I think that ought to be made more public, that they're developing the games for maximum addiction and using violence as the trigger of the chemistry that creates the addiction. Because there's no chemistry besides eating and sex that trumps everything. And our chemistry of adrenaline and, you know, a raptor eating us and survival, that's our number one, you know, chemistry. If you trigger that over and over again, you get addicted to it.
Yep.
I mean, you'll see when Ryan's older, it's so hard to keep him off it. I mean, our kids ask all the time, can I go in the game? Can I go in the game? And we'll say, 1 hour, 1 hour. And, but, I mean, it's very addicting at the ages of 13, 14, 15. The brain gets addicted to that.
Yeah, and even younger. I see a lot of the
younger, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they tell them, and they I can't, you know, they love the addiction. They love what they're feeling. And they argue and fight and are angry. And I say to them, that's because you're addicted. You're like having withdrawal symptoms and you're expressing it with temper. You know, if you weren't addicted, you wouldn't care. You know what I mean?
Right.
So.
Very interesting. A lot of knowledge.
Well, we speed up your game, so I don't know if it's possible for you to join us. You know, our program starts next Tuesday, and we have another one in October, another one in December. And for speaking, the one coming up is probably, we have a lot of, you know, movie producers, and, you know, it'd be nice to get you also. Do you have a piece of paper?
Yes, I do.
Put a pyramid down and put at the top radio in 10 cities. And then at the bottom of the pyramid on the left side, put book publishing series. And then
okay,
on the right side.
You put a pyramid and you said put 10, you said
at the
put
top,
10 radios?
Put radio in 10 cities and growing.
Okay.
And you actually do that with a firm in Tampa. It's called EMSI. EMSI Tampa. Then at the bottom you put book publishing series on the left side. And then the right side you put public speaking and I think ultimately a game where you have the bully game and you play the game. And the loser is the bully. So if you become the bully during the game, you're going to have all these bad things happen.
Right.
And you work that out in the game. So, you know, it's some kind of spiral and you get to the center and you leave all your bully attitudes and stuff in the center and walk back out with a mindset of cooperation, not competition. And you celebrate all diversity and you never do anything to punish what's different about human beings. And you learn that in the bully game. And after the game makes $100 million, you'll make an electronic version that'll make $1 billion. And a bully game that's electronic, that is nonviolent, that teaches people how bad it is, or what a loser you are to be a bully. Having 5-year-olds and 7-year-olds have a version of that game, say 5 to 9, and then a game for high school that's a little more action-driven, that would be something parents would insist their kids have.
Yeah, it would.
So
it would,
to me, that's the driver of the business. The speaking business will make less than the radio show, books, and the games. And the game will make the most money. And you'll have fun making it, you know. So when you raise money, you'll have fun making it. Does that sound, you know, like a beginning of a revised business plan that would get us to where we want to be?
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds real good. That sounds like great. That sounds real good. Real, real good. EMSI, you said that's over in Tampa?
It's in Las Vegas. I can go over the details of that with you.
It's always that EMSI is, but we have to have money to take it to the next level.
Right.
You know?
Okay. No, I get it, what you're saying. I really do. And I get the part on the money aspect of it, too. Plus, I get all of it. I really do.
People will invest in what you've already done. We teach you how to do that. The problem with the money part, our money class starts before the main event, which starts Tuesday. So we give a class on Friday and Saturday and Sunday. And I have the former head of the Securities and Exchange Commission teaching that with me, you know. He's
right.
In from Washington, D.C., teaching that.
And what's the cost of this class?
Yes.
I can go over that with you.
You can do it. I mean, it depends. You know, if you're coming in as a platinum member, it's $100,000. So I'm not recommending that price. But she'll give you the prices. They haven't changed since 1988. And it's kind of a menu, and you can decide which price plan fits best for you. I think there's one to cover everybody. And we have programs Shannon can go over with you that help you get the money. And I'd send him the film on World Change Markets by Bob Proctor that he did this year as one of the top paid speakers on the planet. And I have him look at Lisa Nichols to see her story so he can see that we've done this over and over again. And after that, maybe show me the money so we can see there are real investors there and people raise money while it's going on. And I think he'll do very well with this. I think he'll build up a major speaking career. And we save 3 years on building your business and getting it going. And you've been around, you know. I mean, there are guys charging for a speaker cam $30,000 at Siebel. And Bill Walsh charges $15,000. And Train the Trainer at Peak Potential, I think, is $7,000. And you don't have a speaking business. You get done and you're not in the business and you don't get off. And our place, we not only groom you on your business and your plan and your money, but we get you speaking talks. But more importantly, when you start getting investors in your company, you're on salary from the capital while you're developing the business plan, the back of the room products, getting tapes made to sell in the back of the room, putting together the front end promos, the magazine I talked about, putting together the game and developing the game, and we have game development specialists to help you. And you're doing all that while you're paid every month on the 1st and 15th from the capital. So your speaking is gravy. It's not essential to paying the bills because the capital is paying the bills for the first 3 years, and we're developing a multi-million dollar career. We're not developing a career that makes less than $3 to $5 million a year. We're developing a big career. Because otherwise you don't see enough people. You're only talking at rallies of 30.
Right.
And I think your message is more important than that. And frankly, I think the messenger is very important because I think these kids are losing it. We need something that makes you a live-action hero, makes you a different kind of speaker. And, you know, I'm using your size as a marketing tool.
Exactly.
And that's what makes you, well, it makes you different than anybody else as far as in the field of speaking to the kids. And I believe because they already know that you had a whale of shit thrown at you while you went through school, it doesn't have to be said. They just trust you. And then in the first 5 minutes when you tell them a few of your stories, you've got them in the palm of your hand. You know what
yep.
I mean? Because yep. they know you understand them. Where people come in that are older trying to talk about bullyism, and they are tuned out. You know, it's just like they're on level 14 of the Matrix, and they've tuned that guy out. The channel changed him. He's like, he's old. He doesn't understand us. He doesn't know what's going on today. He doesn't know about Snapchat. He doesn't know that it's not a drug problem. It's a CBS drug problem, that it's which ones do I want? You know, do I want Coke or meth or Yaba or ecstasy? And it's like the 7-Eleven here on campus here. And, you know, this guy doesn't have a clue what's going on here. You know, and it's like, that's true, really. The guy doesn't. You know, they kind of know if you know, you know.
If you have any additional questions, Chris, I'll connect with you afterwards. I'll go over some of the details of what he's talking to, the event, what, how much it costs.
Very clear on everything, and I honestly get it. And he, you know, what he was explaining, you know, it's already been in my...
Chris, when you go through the capital class, it's like learning to golf or play tennis. I mean, we give you the rules. We have you practice hitting the ball. You're on the green. Once you learn how to get on the green of capital for your own business, you're done. With your drive and how hard you've worked, what you've done to just make it in this space, the next level of leveraging you is really not that hard. You've got a good product. You are a good product. We're the teeter-totter to kind of springboard you into a really big career. It's going to take some work. We're going to have to go through a birthing Le Mans delivery process to deliver the bigger career from the old career. But that's just branding and getting the money raised. And we're the easiest place, the most friendly place. And you come in and you work, you know, between now and next June hard, and you'll end up where you have about $2.5 million in the bank. And you'll be paying yourself a salary of $15,000 a month. And you won't be in a hurry to launch, because when you launch, it'll be billboards, radio shows, a best-selling book, magazines hitting the school, and every day you're on radio, and you're a celebrity out there. It's over. You're not trying to make it. They're coming to you and wanting you. But, you know, getting that done is either 10 years of ball-breaking work and tons of rejection, or creating a super brand, using a little money to create it, and then everybody wants you. Then you can predict and control your revenue 3 years ahead. And that's what we're going to engineer. We're going to create a strong business plan, a strong team, and the resources to be unstoppable and go all the way. Replacing a weak team, a weak plan, and not having the resources to go all the way. And we'll do that as fast as you want to. If you want to do it this weekend and next week, we'll do it then. If you want to do it in 2018, we'll do it then. And our dates for our programs are published to a year ahead. The only, in your business, once a year, we have a team program. And if you're on site, it's probably worth your talking to them. Talk to our team trainer and say, can I say a few words to the group of the team? But it's the most awarded breakthrough class in the world. In the future, when you come to our program, one time you should staff the team program to take our module and take some of what we do, because it is the most advanced, and put that into what you're doing in your school rally. But you don't do that first. The first thing we need to focus on is capital into your business, getting you to master the capital class, and getting you to start raising money. And the films I'm sending you will show you how that works.
Okay.
And then if you can push an envelope and get in, we'll do it. The August class, people that have money that are investors, they wait a year to bring their children to this capital training. So it is very powerful for you in this space, because you get a little bit more for your money. It's a little bigger and it's richer, driven by the summer teen class that we do once a year. So it's kind of ideal for you to be in that one if you can do it. If the time doesn't let you, you know, find the one you can come to and come, you know, for that. Right.
Okay.
Thank you, Bernie.
Okay. Well, thank you, guys, and I'm going to hang up on you and be available for any follow-up that you need. And thank you for making time for this call. This was really fun. And I appreciate getting to know you and help you, Chris.
No, thank you so much, sir. I appreciate it.
Okay. My pleasure. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.